Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
What is happening? Welcome to episode 453 of the Nintendo Powercast. I'm your host, N64 Josh Crawler. What's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you. I wasn't just playing Vampire Survivors right up until the last second.
Johnny, what's going on?
What's up? Save money for Prince of Persia. Well, don't buy Prince of Persia, get Vampire Survivors 10 times.
And cheesy. What's
going on, cheese curds? I don't have anything clever to say because I was not playing Vampire Survivors and
like a loser.
Prince of Persia.
Imagine
is gonna
not
be
playing
great.
Vampire Survivors.
You were late. You were tweeting something or whatever.
Yeah, I tweeted that I thought the Prince of Persia game, like I'm looking forward to it, but I thought the demo was too short.
You're wrong. It's a demo.
It's a demo,
it's supposed,
but
it's,
like
it's supposed to leave you wanting more.
Yeah, and I mean, it did, but I feel like we've had beefier demos, and for that game is supposed to be like
it's probably like a
5-hour right?
game.
Yeah, they could have gave more.
No, an hour is fine. An hour for a demo is fine.
Is it time? Is it
that
time?
Wasn't? I didn't.
It's not timed. No, it's not time restricted. But
and that was an hour demo.
Or did you not explore? Do you not know how to play Metroidvania games?
No, I think I do, and I think I did it pretty well because I got to the end, and then it just
you
stopped.
Find all the secrets.
I don't know. I must
probably
have
not.
Let
are
me
you
get
guys
my
still
popcorn.
Friends. Yeah. Are you guys? This is you're coming in hot. Like
they were a little hot against each other at the end of their communication error episode this week.
I will say the one thing that I well we could do we'll talk about the demo like fully. After we get all the intros done, sorry.
quick question. Am I louder for you guys? I had somebody tell me that the YouTube feed is what's super quiet. So I levelize everything after the fact, but YouTube is quiet. So
yeah, that sounds a lot better than
right to it.
than usual.
Good.
We tell him every time, and then he just gets more on it. But
yeah. Well, because I'm trying not to clip, and
Are you on your wave?
I am. Yeah, and it has like a clip guard, but then it will just cut me out. Like it'll if I go too loud, it'll just cut me out. So, just trying to find the sweet spot here. I think we're golden though. Crawler, where can people connect with you?
Best spots are TikTok and Twitter, X, whatever it's called, but it's a cesspool there. Nightcrawler 724, Nightcrawlers without the E.
Johnny, how about you?
I'm Johnny Bo everywhere, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and the Communication Air podcast.
And Cheesy.
You find me on TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, not Twitch. That's just, I'm so used to saying that.
it's easier to say it than this. Stop saying it.
YouTube. Yeah. I mean, I'll replace it with Threads because I think that's going to come back.
Yeah. Okay.
Communication error. GZC64. CHEEZYC64.
And guys, I'm everywhere as N64 Josh. And the second episode of The Dirt, the Mario Kart podcast, is out. And get involved. We had five of us hanging out on Wednesday, just in Discord, racing and chatting. The Monday night Mario Kart Mondays happening again. If you want to jump in and race while I stream, that's happening around 4. I think we decided we're going to record around 4 p.m. and then race right after. I think that's the time frame. It might be 3 because there's a lot of people that hang out from like the UK, and so I'm trying to go a little bit earlier, so it might even be 3 p.m. So just hang out to the Discord. All the notifications go there. It's been a lot of fun doing time trials and having to learn more about that game, the ins and outs and everything. I'm having a fantastic time with it. So, and Cryptic's asking, do you release The Dirt on YouTube? Yes, it's on N64 Josh, youtube.com/N64Josh. The second episode is up there. So jump on in. We'd love to hang with you guys. And I guess we'll start with the Prince of Persia demo, because that was the hot topic right off the bat. So you guys can take it away. If you went hands on, give us some impressions. The reviews are looking fantastic. Some people are saying it's better than Dread.
Yeah, it's sitting at like an 86 right now on Metacritic, which is it's a lot higher than I was expecting. From I played the demo, I got to the like where it stops you, and it's really good. I can't wait for the full game, which is only, you know, we only have to wait
a week.
Days. Like, so it's not that long of a wait.
And Johnny's not gonna wait for Ubisoft sale?
No, I actually got the deluxe edition.
Do you get to play it early?
Yeah, you get to play it on Monday as opposed to Thursday, I think.
The deluxe digitally?
Yeah. I guess that's the only way you get it. I don't know.
Okay.
But
like it's not getting a physical release at all?
No, it is. I just don't know if you could get like the deluxe edition with the early access.
I see. Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. Unless they're just giving you a code when you go and pre-order it or something. So,
yeah. So I will say that in-person
bonuses are getting less and less. I saw something that said get a hat for pre-ordering Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, and that was it. It's like, okay.
I will say this is probably the only time I would recommend buying a Ubisoft game at launch.
If you're listening from Ubisoft and you're seeing his application for the Ubisoft Insider Program, please disregard last statement.
No, I can't be biased. You know, I can't be. If I get in, I can't be biased. You know, they know. They have to know. They have like it's a meme at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. So Cheesy, what'd you think? You tweeted about it and you weren't super, super happy with the length.
I mean, I guess I agree with Johnny. Like, it's supposed to do what it's supposed to do is like to get you excited to play the full version of the game. But if this game is supposed to be like 20 hours long, I wish that I could have. What?
I'm thinking 20 hours is like completionist. It's probably like an 8-hour game.
You think so?
Yeah, it's probably like Metroid Dread,
which you complained was too short. Even completionist.
Exactly.
I don't know. Why would you want
to pay? If it's only an 8-hour game, like an hour demo is good.
I enjoyed it. Does progress carry over at all?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think they start you in the beginning.
Cryptic's asking, would you recommend on Switch or play it on PS5, Xbox? How's the performance?
Switch. Get on Switch. It did chug a little bit for me on Switch, but in handheld mode, like, that's the perfect game.
I will say this, the PAX demo that Josh and I played at PAX was on Switch. So
I think that's the lead console.
Mm-hmm. Was it different? The demo?
I've only downloaded. I haven't booted it up yet.
Oh, okay.
Wow. People didn't prepare for tonight.
Sorry. I'm not on the East Coast time and I have a job.
I played it on lunch.
I don't work from home, Johnny.
Don't tell him the Switch is portable, John. He hasn't figured it out yet.
I have a new Crawler job. I'm not about to bring my Switch to work.
Yeah, Crawler and I should work from home this week because it's like right now, it's 6 degrees here.
Nine for me. Yeah.
Yo, and we have a wind chill warning.
Is like negative something.
Yeah, yeah, we have the same thing up here. Like,
it's not. We're not all as bad as what Kansas City's going to be during the football game this weekend, but
true.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. This is a weather podcast now. as we're watching a snow level on Mario Wonder.
I mean, hey, we did have a Weather Channel app. So I think it still is all related.
There you go. Like, are you talking on the Wii?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Back in the day right there. So the reviews, like we were talking about for Prince, I mean, it's looking good. The guys over at the Carpool, the Nintendo Drive, is it Carpool Gaming? Carpool Gaming.
Like,
yeah. They had some pretty good things to say about Prince of Persia.
And that was a full review, right? Like, that wasn't based on the demo.
Correct.
Like, yeah. The reviews out are for the full game.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
well, if I get into the creator program, I'll be able to have
early access.
Early access. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do you feel, Johnny? You were worried about January. Like, do you feel like this is saving your January?
No. Yeah. I'm actually, I'm happy with it. And it is a game that I know people are comparing it to Metroid Dread, and it does feel like a Metroid game. And so I've played some Prince of Persia games, but not too intense, like not too much. And I don't think you really need to know what's going on in this game. I think this is a completely separate thing. The aesthetic and setting is really cool. There's no really time, at least in the demo, there was no time manipulation. I don't know if there is in the full game. I know that's a big aspect of Prince of Persia with reversing and forwarding time and stuff like that. But I don't know if the full game has that. I don't think it does, because I watched a couple of reviews and they said that they wish that it leaned more into the time aspect of the game.
Was that just Sands of Time, or was that other Prince of Persia games?
I think the other Prince of Persias have the similar. So the first like 3D one, well, the one that was on like GameCube and stuff, that was Sands of Time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then OG, there was OG two, Xbox as well, I think.
Then there's like two more in that series. I forget what they were called. But then it went like a different route when it came to 360 and PS3, and then it just kind of disappeared for 17. I think Carpool Gaming movie. 17 years.
Yeah, they made a Jake Gyllenhaal movie.
They made a movie.
So it is their Metroid.
So who played the very first game? Any of you guys?
Bits and pieces of it. I never owned it, but
like the NES game?
The Game Boy game.
It was a Game Boy?
Yeah, well, and it was a like a PC game prior to that.
I know it was a very rudimentary like 2D platformer.
Yeah. And it was like you started the game with no sword, and if you fell too far, you were done for. You would have to try to like use traps to kill enemies and then finally get to your sword where you could fight, but that really wasn't the main point of the game. It was more about like kind of like Metroidvania, like exploring I honestly kind of hoped that like that prior to the game launching that Nintendo might work a deal to get that game on Nintendo Switch Online, or at least get that game put onto the like have that game be a part of the like an unlockable or something. They used to do this a ton with like GameCube games. Like you could like beat a Zelda game and then unlock one of the older games, or you could beat like Metroid and then have like Prime or
I know Prime had Fusion in it.
Something like that. Yeah.
It was a regular Metroid. It was like
the old school like that. I don't know, that kind of stuff. I mean, because again, who's gonna sit and play the original Prince of Persia? Probably not that many. But just to have that evolution of the series to see where it started to where it's at in one place it's just kind of cool. It's kind of fun. So
it is definitely a Metroidvania.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. They don't let you fight a boss, which that was disappointing.
Yeah, and I was trying to think back to Dread with that demo. Did we get to fight that boss, or did it end when you got to the boss? Like, did it do the same thing?
I don't remember playing the demo of Metroid Dread.
I don't even know
they had a demo.
Well, if you were on this show, we probably didn't.
But yeah, like, I know I talk about Hades a lot, or that's what I've been playing recently. But I was getting some Hades vibes from Lost Crown, and I just with the dialogue and the voice acting, like it's really good.
Do you see the weird thing about there's one of the characters isn't voice acted? It's like text to speech or something.
Yeah, were they talking about that?
They forgot to record it.
Is that in the demo or is that?
I think it's at launch. I think it's in the full game.
That's got to be patched, right? Can you patch that?
I don't know. I just saw a story about it today.
Yeah.
I would think you'd be able to patch that.
Speaking of weird, like, AI things, did you guys see the Mario that was going around?
Yes.
The AI Mario?
Yeah.
What happened?
Who's getting sued for that?
Johnny Crawler, do you know what we're talking about?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I do. It's a Target. It was a Target thing.
At CES.
Yeah. This is weird.
And like Nintendo didn't approve it.
Well, CES is just having all sorts of stuff come out then, huh?
Segway.
Like what, Crawler?
So the old people will remember Game Genie. Or is that what
Game Shark?
Game Shark. What we used to get out of that. Apparently Game Shark is making a comeback and it's slated for a September release. And in there, was it a leaked press release or was it just an announcement or something like that?
Give me a sec. I'll get it all open back up. Okay. It's been updated, but it looks like a PR nightmare.
So within something that Game Shark was putting out, kind of announcing their release back into the world, it said it would coincide with the Switch 2 launch in September. So yeah, Switch 2 with Game Shark AI coming soon in September.
Yeah,
it's pretty much confirmed, right? Like that confirms it.
No, it doesn't.
It 100% confirms it.
Confirms in what?
Switch 2 is coming out in September.
That they broke their NDA?
I mean, okay, look, we are 11 days into the new year, and we've been getting Switch 2 rumors probably every day since the new year. This isn't going to stop. We're still going to get Switch 2. And Game Shark, I mean, like, they're only relevant right now because they mentioned Switch 2.
The stock price, highest it's ever been.
I mean, that's true. Yeah, because it's speculation, right?
Yeah, it's coming out this year. Like, just deal with it. It's coming out this year.
I know, and I'm fine with that, but I don't think it confirms that it's coming out in September.
It does confirm it.
It doesn't confirm it until Nintendo says.
And they're like, can they just say, hey, it'll be something coming out. They announced that the NX at the time, or Switch, you know, was coming out in March of 2017, back in April of 2016.
Yeah.
So it didn't even have a name yet.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying, is like, nothing is confirmed until Nintendo says it.
It's because they don't want people not buying Mario versus Donkey Kong.
How are we feeling on that?
What, Mario versus Donkey Kong? If it wasn't $50, like, I like Johnny said in his, he made a TikTok about it and was like, I like puzzle games, I like Mario, I like Donkey Kong, but like, it's also $50 and it's a Game Boy Advance game.
Yeah. Hey, it did say there's 130 levels, which seems like a lot.
The second trailer sold me. As soon as I saw the second trailer, I was like, okay, this is a, I never played them. So it's not like I'm buying a game I've already played before.
I've never played them either. So, I mean, I'll probably end up getting it, but
the thing that I like, I love Donkey Kong Jr. I love Donkey Kong, like the classic arcade games, to see a lot of those gameplay mechanics make their way into a modern title. I mean, it'll be my birthday game. It's like the day after my birthday that it drops, so I'll pick it up for sure. What I can't do is I can't pick it up with I bought those like coupons or whatever, right?
You got a voucher. It's not worthwhile to buy it with a voucher.
Don't buy it with a voucher.
No, so I don't know what to. I don't know. I'm debating just getting Strikers just so I have it with me at all times. You're going
to buy another copy of Mario Kart on your alt account?
It's not even a voucher title, so I don't know.
Yeah,
it is.
It's a Nintendo published game. It has to be a voucher title.
No, they limit it. Like, you can't. There's...
What? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's... It's a limited amount of games, so...
Huh.
And maybe they change
Johnny
it
doesn't believe
it, but I mean, I'm
pretty sure it's every Nintendo published game. Where do you even see it?
I'm getting there. I'm going to look.
Everybody's checking. Real quick though, back to the Game Shark, Jason Schreier did contact a spokesperson from Game Shark, and they did, or AI Shark is what they're calling it now, and they said they're just guessing about Nintendo's console release date. But
yeah, because they still want to release on the Switch too.
Yeah,
that's why.
That's a quick backpedal from their PR team,
right? Yeah, because that's all the ninjas coming to take you out. Like, that's just. Say your goodbyes to your family members, because it is game over for you now. There's so much, like, this is a cheesy, you message in the Discord, you're like, this is gonna be a crazy NPC, like, so. And this leak happened this morning, you know, this potential September leak. I still think we're gonna see news of Switch 2 prior to the end of this fiscal year. Oh, yeah. I think we get the here's a sneak peek at our upcoming hardware. Stay tuned for a full presentation at a later date, and I think it happens before March 31st.
So Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is in the voucher program.
Yep.
Okay.
is Breath of the Wild 1-2 Switch, Mario Kart 8 Arms, Splatoon 2.
Wait, so where are you looking?
I'm on the page to buy it for $99.98.
Yeah, and it says view eligible software.
Okay, and it has all the past few times I've looked, the list is not long.
It's got
it's like all of Nintendo's published games.
Okay, well, I'll go back in and take a peek then.
Original Fire Emblem Warriors, Mario Odyssey.
1-2 Switch is on there.
Yep. Yeah, those were not there when I
like Go Vacation.
But see, I don't know. I'll have to check. I'll go check, because, like I said, initially when I like, and I wasn't even looking that long ago, and I was like, man, I can't believe you can't buy Mario Kart. Like,
yeah, it does feel expanded from when I utilized my vouchers when I bought it for Tears of the Kingdom.
I wonder if this voucher program is going to carry over to whatever's next.
Johnny's best game ever, Skyward Sword, is on there.
Brian says, I think we will have a direct in February, and the wait, there's more will be the smallest tease for Switch 2. I think that's very, very possible. Like, yeah, I could see that
they got
a case.
They got this is a pitfall of bad deals on here. They have, let's count the $50 games. Three. Is WarioWare $50 too?
I think it's 40.
Kirby is 50, right? A lot of the Kirby's are.
Another Code Recollection is 60.
Yeah.
There you go.
Is it 60? I was thinking that was a $50 game. That's why is that a $60 game?
The sad part is, like, I go into like
Superhero Girls. What is that? That looks like a free to play game.
It's a DC game.
I know it's a DC thing, but that looks like a free to play.
Wait, real quick, you guys, watch what happens when you float with your cap and you're holding a shell in Wonder. Well, I was so shocked.
He holds it in between his legs.
Yeah, he holds it. I was like, wait, what?
Fitness Boxing 2. That's a $50 game, right?
Oh yeah.
Watching this Wonder gameplay makes me want to play Wonder again, but then I remember you can't have multiple save files for profile.
You gotta make a new profile, yeah.
And I don't want to do that.
Fix that in the new game.
John, you got like 900 switches. Just start a new game without bringing the cloud save over.
Yeah, but then it resets your
time played.
Your play time.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, when you play a game on a different switch, it resets your play time.
Some of them. Mario Kart carried over for me, but I don't think Smash did.
And I feel like some of my games reset, but some didn't. It's weird. Better online is what we need in Switch 2.
Well, September makes sense for the release, because all of the Switch release games that we know about will be out by then.
I can't imagine you waiting until September.
Imagine me waiting for what?
For Switch 2. Like, how much you have to.
I'm like, what drastic measures?
Am I going to go to the headquarters and, like, bust down the door?
No, I'm just not ready to hear you complain about it until September.
I'll be fine once they officially reveal it. It's just kind of, I don't know. I feel like I'm sitting on my hands, and I feel like we're all sitting on our hands. We're trying to, how many times have we talked about the Switch 2? Like
the last,
are we going to talk about?
I mean, we're just talking about Prince of Persia.
Yeah, but now we're not. Hey, we're not going to talk about that next week. We're not going to talk about it the week after. Like, there's not much happening in Nintendo world outside of when's the next system coming.
Well, literally, Nintendo World is working on Donkey Kong.
Yeah, that's true. That's exciting.
Not only that, but there's rumors of Legend of Zelda, Pokemon, and Luigi's Mansion.
I saw that, and that makes sense, because Disney's not going to re-up their contract to keep Simpsons in Universal.
Yeah, and so they're saying that Pokemon would replace that area. So that would probably be the next thing that we see from, like, Nintendo and the Pokemon Company.
So is it going to have crappy looking trees and bad graphics and confusing as to where to go?
Oh, that came out today. There's what? A new DLC.
Like a prologue or something?
Yeah, an epilogue.
On top of the Indigo Disc stuff?
Yeah, it's like the epilogue of the
Yeah, it's like the final
Teal Mask and the Indigo Disc. It has a new mythical Pokemon.
So we kind of touched on all those games in the voucher, and then there's a lot of chatter online about a bunch of games out of production, first party games out of production.
I saw that tweet today, but like that doesn't mean you can't buy them. That just means they're not making new copies of them.
So people are thinking that it's possibly bringing the Nintendo Selects back.
Uh-huh. I mean, this seems like a solid strategy.
We're about to announce our new console. Come get our million seller games.
Well, no, but you put out a new console with 25 games that are $30 or $40 or $50, I guess. I don't know. What do they do?
If all new Switch,
$55, your selects are $55.
It's like buying them used at GameStop. Like buying a new used game at GameStop. I'm saving $5. But no, but if they're $40 and the new console's fully backwards compatible, they could do a marketing push for all of those games, especially if like there's an Odyssey 2 coming. Hey, pick up Odyssey 1. Like,
wouldn't it make sense to make them 20? Weren't Platinum Hits and Nintendo Selects 20 at one point?
Makes
I guess
sense.
That was for 50. Was that for $50 games? So maybe 30.
You just say makes sense, like question mark. Makes sense.
I'm like, Ron
Burgundy. Like, I'm just thinking about the shareholders is all, you know, like they'd be like $20. What
if the rumor is true that the Switch 2 games are 70 and then you have all these games at 40? I mean, it's more appealing to people. You'd rather spend 40 than 70.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying too. And it just moves a bunch of old, but like the list is like Mario Maker 2. Like they have Mario Maker 2 is like the redheaded stepchild. Like,
and that's still broken the online, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And so, but I mean, Strikers is on that list. Aces or Super Rush, not on that list. Strikers on that list.
Please buy our game.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch, they're going to add just enough to these games that it's like, oh no, I've got to purchase them a second time. Like,
do you guys think, okay, I'm like, is Strikers on that list because it's next level? And that's like Nintendo's, like they bought Next Level. They haven't bought Camelot.
That could be the case.
But this is the list that they're going, not the voucher list. This is the list that they're going out of print.
Yeah. Yeah. And so maybe that's the case. Maybe that's kind of like a, you know, Camelot using Nintendo's IP for that. Maybe it's more of a second party game, even though it's, you know, Nintendo published, but maybe that's part of the way they work those deals or something. I have no idea.
Did they stop production on anything like before this?
Let me take a look. I can tell quick.
I think Amiibo has been like, that's the same kind of data that they pull for that, right? Similar kind of stuff when they say rumored to be in production or whatever.
Mm. Yeah, I'm just thinking.
Which a lot of those new ones that sold out super quick have been coming back into stock to pre-order. So if you've been looking for Sora or the Xenoblade ones,
they're back?
I've been seeing them pop up for like pre-order again. Mm. Like,
Not the Smash Brothers Xenoblade ones, the other one.
Correct.
Xenoblade 3 ones.
But then Sora is the Smash one. I don't know when those are supposed to come out. I think I have them ordered at Target or something. But
Nintendo dropped a bomb on everybody today and announced Golden Sun 1 and 2 are coming to Nintendo Switch Online next week on the 17th.
Which that was finally coming through on like the launch trailer, right? For Game Boy, like however long ago.
Yeah, I think the only one we have left is like F-Zero. But have you guys played Golden Sun?
I don't know if I still have the cart, but I had played it originally back in the day.
Did you like it?
Before I had an appreciation for turn-based stuff, yeah, a little bit. I mean, that was never my type of game that I enjoyed. But for what it was, yeah, I don't know. Back then, I don't know how I heard about it, probably Nintendo Power, but yeah, it should be good. I'll definitely revisit it probably.
The first time I heard of Golden Sun, I think, was Isaac as an assist trophy in Brawl. Otherwise, I didn't hear about it before.
It's the game I hear everybody talk about the most. Like, mm-hmm. It seems like it's like this or Earthbound or Mother, right? It's mm-hmm. like, when are they going to bring back Golden Sun? Real quick, the list of games going away or reported supposedly going out of print. Paper Mario, Origami King, Donkey Kong Country, Tropical Freeze, Legend of Zelda, Link's Awakening, Pikmin 3 Deluxe, Metroid Dread, Kirby Star Allies, Xenoblade Chronicles 2, New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe, Fire Emblem Three Houses, Fire Emblem Engage, Yoshi's Crafted World, WarioWare Get It Together, Nintendo Switch Sports, Super Mario Odyssey, Splatoon 2, Super Mario Maker 2, Mario Strikers Battle League, and I saw one other list that included Nintendo Switch Sports.
That one surprises me.
Engage doesn't make sense to me either. That seems too soon. Everything else is like 2 years old. Engage is not. Engage is coming up on its like in next week is its 1 year anniversary, right?
Mm-hmm. They might be. Have they ever re-released where they have the DLC with it?
Does Nintendo do that or have they done
Game of the Year edition? I don't think they usually do that.
No.
They did with Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe, if you want to look at it that way. That came with Luigi U. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
How many years later?
Had the DLC.
That's confirmed. Fire Emblem Engage Deluxe coming on, launching alongside Switch 2 in September.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody's kind of pointing towards like a potential player's choice, right? Or Nintendo Select or whatever they call it. But they could very much be gearing up for deluxe versions of some of these games. Some of these games could be going select, some of them could be going deluxe and did still Engage, getting that.
Did Engage have DLC?
It did,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So did Xenoblade Chronicles, you know, so that could hit a deluxe.
But that was two though, right?
Pikmin but, 3 I could mean, get a deluxe since it's well, already two, Pikmin
two,
3 Deluxe.
Two could have Torna.
Two had Torna Golden Country. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you didn't mention three though, right?
Nope. No, or the first one.
Well, that already got a definitive, a deluxe, like, collect, whatever it's called.
Yeah, did you I say just New see Super Mario Bros.
U deluxe. Deluxe? Yeah.
That surprised me. Wasn't it still selling because of the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's in the top 10.
You also mentioned Super Mario Odyssey, didn't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a 7-year-old game.
Yeah, but I mean, if we're still selling copies because of the Mario movie, that doesn't make sense either.
Oh, Josh got owned by that level.
Oh, just wait till we get to the end of this footage. Just wait.
Yeah, that leads me to believe, if this rumor is true, that they're doing some sort of selects line, because people are going to try to buy Odyssey for like ever.
I think so too.
And it would be beneficial to come out, if they're going to do something, come out before whatever potential release title comes with Switch 2. Because I mean, are we all kind of leaning in the camp that it's going to be a 3D Mario?
I think so. I don't know what else
for launch.
Yeah. We haven't had a Mario launch, like 3D Mario launch title
since 64,
right?
Yeah.
Delayed the whole system.
Just make it a pack in, guaranteed success. Just charge $450. It doesn't matter. Like
how many Wii U's?
It's like buying a voucher.
Did all the Wii U's come with land? Nintendo?
No. No, it was only
when did they start that?
It was the higher yeah, it was the higher SKU.
Okay.
Mine came with Zombie U also.
Ubisoft game for
and
free.
The Pro Controller.
Oh, Ubisoft can't catch a break on this episode.
They can't.
I'm soon going to be a creator for them.
I believe it. So, on top of games disappearing, a company in Taiwan has potentially leaked the specs for the Switch 2. Mm-hmm. Have you guys taken a look at these specs?
Yes, and I only understand one of them.
Okay. So
I heard you talking about on the Nintendo Minute. It's an NVIDIA chip spec, right?
Yeah, I think it's a T239, which I mean that means nothing to any of us, right? But I think there's like a T234 out on the market. I spent some time watching a Digital Foundry video on this that kind of like really, if you really want to kind of see what the potential Switch 2 power will be, that video basically takes like a laptop that they set to like similar specs, and they were running things like Death Stranding, which I mean that's probably not something we're going to see on the Switch, right? Because it's a PlayStation exclusive. But Death Stranding, Cyberpunk.
Yeah, I heard you talk about Cyberpunk. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a handful of games
the PlayStation running. Couldn't handle Cyberpunk at the beginning.
So I need somebody to explain it to me like I'm an idiot, just like I'm my normal self.
Mm-hmm. Cheesy, that he teed you up for that. Where are you?
So is this as powerful as the Steam Deck?
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
It's on par with a PlayStation 4 and an Xbox One.
Okay. That's so, all yes, I really need to know. Except for the 120 hertz, right?
And the 64 crap hard drive, right?
Oh, yeah, there's only 64 gigs, yeah.
Yes. Whoa. 64 gigs of storage.
I hope that's not true.
Well, you just got to put in more SD cards, you know? We're going to have them.
Yeah, but when the world is moving towards solid, like an SSD, like, I don't know.
No, we're getting raided right now.
Yeah, I see that. What's up, Lindsay? Welcome, Raiders. Good to see you guys. Hope you guys are having a fantastic night.
You didn't get the top of the flagpole there, Josh.
I know. I did it again because I didn't. welcome, everybody. So glad to see you guys. I am doing very well, Lindsay. Good to see you. Hope you guys are all doing great. We are we're just discussing all the Nintendo news this week, and there is a lot. So I'm trying to find the link to the specs. Like,
so it was 8 gigabytes of RAM. I remember that. 120 hertz screen.
Right. And it doesn't say OLED. Mm-mm. That has not been mentioned anywhere.
Nor does the PlayStation Portal. We established that last week.
Then I don't remember what else it had. Oh, 64 gigabytes of storage, which is how much the OLED has right now.
Yep.
There was something else.
I'm just ready for all of these rumors to just not be true.
To not be true.
And like Nintendo is just laughing at everything that they see being posted. Because
are we getting Star Fox Grand Prix stuff all over again?
Or are we getting those rumors? Probably, but I would love to see that game.
Or they're freaking out because they're like, oh man, it's nowhere near those specs. we got a 240p screen. I don't know. I just want them to reveal it.
Yeah.
I feel like they're,
and hopefully
they
soon.
They just have to at this point.
Cause the turnaround, we had the event in January 2017, right?
Yep.
And 11th. Release and whoa, pre-order
year. Or not full year, but it's January 11th.
Like three months, right? It was like,
yeah, but they did a reveal in October the year before though.
Okay.
But and they talked about it.
The January event was more like, hey, this is the actual thing. And
yeah,
pre-orders are live in a week or whatever it was. And
they did say like in April of 2016 that the NX is coming out in March of 2017.
Mm-hmm. Here's Karen on her rooftop playing the Switch and Johnny playing on the airplane.
Can't wait. What are the next memes going to be? Okay, so yeah, NVIDIA's T239 processor, 8 gigs of RAM, 64 gigs of storage, greatly improved battery life, 120 hertz screen refresh rate, and a price of $400.
Oh, that was the other thing, the price.
The $400, yeah. Which I think we're all kind of expecting that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because OLED's 350.
Yeah, so it's $100 more than the main Switch right now. So that means the OLED version of this Switch when it gets released will be $450. Did Cheesy just make a sound like what?
No, I mean I'm agreeing with you. I think it's, I don't know. I am also distracted by this gameplay.
I'm ashamed in your platforming, Josh.
Yeah, I'm a little
Josh.
Okay,
Josh,
okay.
Played Mario.
Wait.
Your whole life. That's
literally my.
There's audio cues.
This was my first time on this.
No, it's like fourth or fifth. At
also,
least.
We saw you play the easier version of this level earlier.
Here we go.
I don't understand why people had such trouble. I need to turn this off because
I can't even talk right now because it's so distracted.
Well, just
wait. I watched somebody play the first one for like 2 hours.
She was memeing that one.
Oh, this is that level? I've always heard you talk about that level. No, this is the one?
No, it was the other one that you did. And she was playing it with the assist blocks and she was still messing up and she was doing it for the click.
It was like three hours.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was the one with the blocks just running sideways, pretty much. That you struggled with a little bit at the beginning here. But, yeah.
I gotcha.
And she even had the assist block turned on. It was bad.
It does make me want to play it again.
What were we talking about? $400.
Switch 2. What? Whenever what else we lose we be track of, about? Yeah, whenever we lose track of like what we're talking about, we just talk. We're always talking about Switch 2. Always.
Yeah, that's the easy way to do it. That's the easy way to do it. So, I mean, if we're holding a PS4 or an Xbox One in the palm of our hand, I think it's going to be good, right? And if I can see Mario Kart at 120 hertz, and Splatoon potentially handheld, I mean, sign me up for it. That sounds pretty good. And I think in the Digital Foundry video, don't quote me, but I think they said it can I think it can do ray tracing of some kind. But again, that starts to get into areas that I'm like, I don't remember.
And the back of it starts to heat up and then...
and then it'll expand like the other switches where the battery started to like...
Oh, yeah. Do you guys remember the first day, like, problems that people were having with the Switch?
Oh, yeah. Exploding, I mean, like
played,
a Samsung.
I played Xenoblade 2 on my Switch, and it definitely got hot. Like, playing it portable.
Yeah. People putting on the Joy-Con wrong.
People licking the cartridges.
Oh, Brian says probably DLSS double ray tracing. So again, wait, I don't even know what that means, but
Johnny's asking the real questions. Will the cartridges taste?
No, I shouldn't have said it because that was like my idea for content. Nobody take that listening out there. I want to be the first one to lick a cartridge.
Ubisoft, if you're listening.
All of Johnny's life goals.
This is your guy.
I think it will. Well, if they're cards, I'm assuming they'll use the same whatever that was, like coating.
Yeah, probably.
And I knew they tasted bad, and I didn't like set out to go.
You've never
do
tried it.
It?
Have you never tried it?
So I think I had a Switch cart in my hand and a box in the other. And I took out the game that I had and I put it in my mouth just to like, you know, like the, just on the, just the fruit, right. The, and then like, I licked my lips after. I'm like, oh,
I know what our next bet is.
Yeah. It does. It leaves a taste for like a while.
You
like
have to hold hours. It in your mouth for a
oh,
minute.
No.
Put it in your cheek like a thing of chaw.
Okay.
Like,
all right. I'll make that bet.
Yeah.
The Nintendo Switch 2 will come out in September. Who wants to take that bet? Cheesy, you're so confident that rumor's not true.
I'm not saying that the rumor isn't true. It could be coming out.
Oh, now you're backtracking. Now you're backtracking.
No, I'm just ready for Nintendo to officially give us some news instead of hearing all of these rumors and all of these articles. And like, how many times has the story changed?
I mean, it's a genius marketing tactic, actually, though.
I get
because
it. I mean,
everybody's talking about Nintendo Switch 2, and nobody like
CES
we don't know what's
going on right now. And it's like there's plenty of new stuff out there.
Mm-hmm. Nintendo doesn't have to do anything. Everybody's already talking about it,
but might be giving wrong information about it.
Nah,
they don't. They don't care.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because people can still be talking about it, and then. When they officially announce the specs or whatever it is, like that will just debunk whatever people are talking about.
Mm.
What's there's no bad press? Is that what the saying is?
Yes, I guess that's true. I don't know. I think there, in some cases, are bad press, but I don't know. I mean, yeah. I'm just
We're
ready
to start
for...
the lick the cartridge challenge.
Here we go.
How many cartridges can you lick before puking?
It's like getting to the center of the Tootsie Pop. That's so good.
Oh, that, I mean, that's a good topic. Like just talking about like what it was like when the Switch first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And all the rooftop parties we went to.
All the Ubers I set up Mario Kart in and was playing in the back seat with the Joy-Cons.
Mm-hmm.
Joy-Con drift was a big issue.
Yep. Still is.
I got
my nephew's Joy-Cons definitely drift.
You got to leave it on.
I minimized you guys. I'm just not looking at you.
He can't handle seeing the game over. I thought there was one time where you were like running with a Daisy, and I thought you were just going to be a ghost the whole way, and Daisy was going to carry you all the way to the top.
It's so hard to get back on track on that course if you die.
You can't do it. Spoilers, I do finish it. I'm too stubborn to walk away from it.
You're going to have real fun when you get to the badge challenge.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, here's a question. Will the hype cycle be as big as when the Switch first launched or was announced? Or will we be happy that the Switch 2 is coming, but it's like, yeah, we expected this, so it's not really... I don't know, like, are you guys going to be... I don't know what the right word is.
Especially like, if the Switch is only iterative... And yeah. It's not giving anything new.
Yeah.
And the hype cycle is twice as long as what it was for Switch from reveal. If we think it's going to be like February or March that we're seeing something to a September release versus a January to March hype cycle, like the 2 month hype cycle helped probably a ton. And the fact that Breath of the Wild that had been delayed off of or moved just off of being only on Wii U, and that game had already been delayed two or three years, right? And that game
it was delayed for a while. I don't remember what it was,
because we had seen the tech stuff of them just jumping off a cliff over the trees and stuff at E3 like 2 years prior, right? And then the hype cycle was just shorter. And so if it's going to be an expected longer kind of window, that's going to have ebbs and flows. And it's going to, we need, and there's no E3 to hype it up. So I don't know. I think it's not going to be as crazy. It might still be hard to get a console, but I don't know.
At least initially, it'll probably be, because they're always, consoles are always hard to get initially.
Well, I mean, if you guys think back on conversations that we've had, like the beginning of probably even the beginning of, like, think about how long the Switch Pro has been, like, and then the OLED dropped, right? But it really wasn't a Pro. And then there was talks of like orders of screens and different, like, we've heard orders of different chips, even the chipset or whatever, the NVIDIA's processor for this this new console, it was leaked 2 years ago. Like, there was somebody talking about this T239 processor 2 years ago. And so if it's all real, this has been in the works for I mean, of course it's been in the works for quite some time, but like what I want to see, what I really hope we see, if Nintendo wants to, again, just my opinion, Nintendo wants to like blow the doors off this thing, this is like the time when they can tease 2 to possibly 3 years out with games, because that's, I mean, the Switch showed us like so many games that were, you know, and maybe it was not more than I'm trying to think if it was beyond a year, but I mean, remember that first reveal we were seeing Steep, and we were seeing third party support, like, it never made its way there, but you know, Skyrim and like all these, if they come out and they take, let's just say they take their top 10 games, the top 10 best selling games, and there is some kind of tease for the majority of those, especially like Animal Crossing, even if it's a long ways out, but if they just like let us know that there's something in the works, I think they'll have a hard time keeping systems in stock for the first holiday, even if they're well supplied, because there's a number of Nintendo communities that are very hungry for different games. And if they start feeding that beast early, I think it'd be a good thing.
I hope they have a launch year like they had with the Switch, where it's a big title every other month, if not every month. That builds excitement. It gives a lot of differing preferences, like options to choose the game that they want or like, or for the crazy people like us just to buy Hoover up everything.
Yeah, I think the so we were excited for the original Switch because the Wii U flopped so hard, and we were antsy for their you know next iteration or their next invention. Now I think people are going to be more excited for what games they have for it. So if they, you know, if they have a Mario game, if they have a Mario Kart game, because we haven't seen a new Mario Kart game in 10 years. I know they added tracks and stuff, but like, that's not the same as a new game.
Mm-hmm.
They have the potential, right? But it has to be like what we were talking about earlier, like the select titles and deluxe versions of these games. Mario Kart Deluxe is not something that they're not going to catch that lightning again.
Right? Oh, I wanted to applaud. Sorry.
Oh yeah, you beat the level.
Beat the level.
So they won't, like, it won't happen twice, right? With these Switch games that have already sold so well to their main fan base. So that they can sprinkle those in, but to keep the majority, I would say to keep the majority of the fans that are hungry happy, they can't be like, there can't be too many of those. Like, it would have to be like Wind Waker HD, shout out to Brian, and Twilight Princess, you know, some of those Wii games that have yet to make their way over. Oh God, there's one that doesn't ever get talked about, and it's not Star Fox. There's another Wii title that I recently saw somebody mentioning, and I was like, oh my God, that's hilarious. But, it might've been the Yoshi game. I think there's some Yoshi and Kirby games that haven't made their way over yet either. Right. But, there has to be new stuff. We got to see sequels to Odyssey. We've got to see sequels to Mario Kart. Smash, I could see being a big deal if they add some character, like even if they added first party characters to Smash, that would be great. You know, does Splatoon 3 get a deluxe version with all the DLC? I doubt it. They haven't even put it all out yet, you know. Yeah. So like,
and they don't need to put out a deluxe edition. That's gonna be, Cheesy's gonna get burned because they're just gonna give it to you and me for having Nintendo Switch Online.
It's not gonna happen that way.
You gotta get it before it even comes out. You're gonna be like, you suckers that bought it.
Josh, you really think that there's gonna be a Odyssey 2?
I don't know about it being Odyssey 2, but just a 3D Mario, like,
yeah.
But the other thing, so Nintendo's in a little bit of a weird place with Mario, I think, because you've got Mario and Donkey Kong coming out early this year, mm-hmm. right? If they do their 3D game, that's great. That's cool and all, but it's the 40th anniversary of Mario in next year. So what, like, that's going to be...
Real 3D All-Stars.
All right. I have it. I know what they're going to do.
Okay. I'm ready.
They're going to release Mario Odyssey Deluxe at launch. They're going to, like, here's some new kingdoms that we had as DLC, but didn't release them yet. But we're going to have a 3D Mario next year, a brand new one for the 40th anniversary.
I'm here for it.
No upgrade path, $70.
Wait, you're saying that Odyssey, their DLC would cost $70?
Odyssey Deluxe, because you get the game as well. They'll update to like 4K upscaling or something.
120 hertz.
Yeah.
it's amazing to me how I have found a word that triggers me as much as deluxe. Like, I just do not want to see it.
Maybe it's probably not going to be called the deluxe, because that's the Switches. It's probably going to be called like
Couldn't they have just called Splatoon 2? Splatoon 1.
Oh! Splatoon 1
Deluxe. I'm kidding. Jeezy, I'm kidding.
No, I get it.
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Isn't there a Splatfest this weekend?
There is, yeah. It's tomorrow, actually.
Cryptic asks, do you think Nintendo Switch Online has to be there at launch? Okay. I think we can look at the Xbox 360 to the Xbox One and the Xbox One to the Xbox Series X. And I hope that Nintendo starts to go this route, right? That all your old stuff, all your old libraries, like at least if there's whatever's backwards compatible, that kind of thing, it all starts to move forward with us at this point. Like, I can't.
Otherwise, what are we paying for? Because we're not paying for quality connections and netcode.
Yeah, and it's not like, I think to get into his question, like, do we think a lot of those games and stuff will be? Yes, absolutely. I don't think Nintendo Switch Online goes anywhere because I think they're going to be supporting the Switch for quite some time. There's a chance we see games that have crossplay, you know, that if this is more of an iteration, we could see games coming out for both consoles for the next 2 years before the install base is there, potentially. Hopefully they're not dumbed down versions.
How much of a stepchild of games is OG Switch going to have to get if devs are already struggling to get stuff out or don't want to put stuff out based on performance? Like,
I'm thinking Nintendo first party will bounce between the two. I think anything indie will bounce between the two, but anything, I think third parties having more horsepower will jump like sooner than later, pending the install base is there, right? I mean, I think we're all assuming that everything's gonna be hunky dory for Nintendo, and like these are gonna fly off the shelves, and it's gonna be, you know, we're gonna relive the glory days of Switch One. But I mean, look at the first 3DS. That was like when the final specs and everything for that hit and the price point hit, people were like, what? Nope. And Nintendo had to go back to the drawing board, reduce the price, do the ambassador program. Like
Johnny's banking on that. He wants free games.
Yeah, I'll take some free games. I like free games.
But they've also got that in their history now, right? So like the Wii U's in the history. Like they got to keep their foot on the gas for this thing.
Yeah, and Brian brought up a point and was talking mainly about home consoles, talking about backwards compatibility, like Wii U to Wii and Wii to GameCube. But if you think about the Switch as, well, it's a hybrid. So well, but
the,
if you
the,
think
the
about
The Game
it,
Boy to Game Boy Advance, the DS to 3DS, yep. And the Game Boy to DS, also all backwards compatible.
Yeah, so I mean, they have a better track record of honoring back compat with the handhelds, or at least for a little bit. But
and Switch is technically a handheld.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the PS3 back compat mm-hmm. was not great, and it was only a flash in the pan as well, because I think it
wasn't
was
that
just,
the $600 one.
Yeah, you get a second job. Yep. $600 back in 2006. When was that? Eight.
It's 2006. Yeah,
six.
Six was 360. I think it was a year later.
A year later. Yeah. So 2007. So
no, yeah, no.
Six,
I think
$600 back then is like $900 now.
Yeah.
I'll take a quick look.
Yeah.
On the Google machine.
You get me wrong twice on the show. 360 was 05. PS3 and Wii were 06.
Wait. Yes. Yep. Yeah. It was 07 in Europe, in Australia. My bad.
Man, okay. I should make bets. Should make more bets.
Forgive me. Forgive me.
What did we say? 2006, right?
For PS3, yeah.
Let's see how much $600 was back then.
It's almost 20 years ago at this point.
Well, while Crawler's looking that up.
$906.
Get a second job for sure.
Wow. That's crazy from just that long ago. Like, that's...
Yeah. Well, I think the best thing that they could do is if during the February Direct, like, they talk about Switch 2 from the very beginning, and then they're like, and here's some games that are coming out for it. Kind of like what you guys were saying earlier. Like, I think we need to know the games that are coming out, especially if it is just a iterative of Switch.
Metroid Prime 4 isn't ready yet, so here's 2 and 3.
Whoa, you're assuming that there's a Direct in February. So you're giving me crap about...
How many years has there always been a Direct rumors. In February?
Johnny, are you saying that there isn't a February Direct?
No, there's definitely a February Direct. I'm just saying, why are you giving me crap about believing these rumors?
Because it's more believable than your rumors.
No, it's not! It's about the same amount as believable. September makes sense for a console release.
Yeah, I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just saying that it's not official from Nintendo.
I can tell you why
rumored Direct.
I can tell you why I don't like a September release.
Why is that?
There will be a lot of kids and a lot of adult kids that do not get it for Christmas, because it'll be hard to get. Like, if it's a March release like this Switch, like, even it was still hard that holiday, but like, you got the hardcore fan base that's like, day one, they're gonna eat all those things up, scalpers, and then everybody looking at Christmas is gonna be like, these things are nowhere to be found.
The big box stores have gotten better about scalping since 2020 or whatever, when
I like what PlayStation did. They did the like PlayStation Direct, like through their website, and you had to have an account, and then you got like an invite,
limited to one.
And yeah,
so Cryptic says,
would never do that.
Cryptic says, well, do you think
they,
so?
They tried to do that, and don't get me started on Xenoblade Chronicles 3 Collector's Edition. So yeah, they Nintendo should stay out of that game. Don't do that, Nintendo.
So Cryptic saying you can find the PlayStation and Xbox pretty common now. Yes, but that's like this year was the first year for the PlayStation 5 to be common.
Mm-hmm.
Three years in.
But
the Switch came out when there wasn't a chip shortage and it was hard to find.
That being said, they also know that they've got the brand equity right now. Right. If this has been in the works for a long time, maybe they have the warehouses are getting packed, right? You know, and it won't be, I think they still sell out, but maybe they have a lot more available, because I mean, the longer they wait for September, the more they can have in production as well. Right. So it's, and they can also start gauging their pre-order numbers as well. So maybe like business-wise and shareholder-wise and all that kind of stuff, it's a little bit better play for them to be like, here it's getting announced. Here's our pre-order numbers. Here's what we think we're going to be able to actually ship. Like, all that data is huge for the business side of things. Do you guys think out of the gate they come out with more than two SKUs? Like, do you think there's a handheld only model, or does it wait and they... Then we double dip again and Johnny buys a Switch he never plays.
I think we'll get two SKUs max.
Digital and physical?
Yeah, or do what they did with the Wii U, where it was like more storage on one of them. I forget what it was called. It was like premium and standard, maybe.
And we haven't even talked about, like, do they come out with a membership model for games like Game Pass? and PlayStation's version of it as well? Does Nintendo Switch Online go up in price to start including, you know, are the reason those games went out of production because they're the first ones getting added to the membership that they want people purchasing to play on the next console? Could Johnny be. Looked like he had something snarky to say. What were you going to say, Cheesy?
I want it. I want that. I know people are like, oh, I hate Game Pass or subscription services. Now, give me it. Gimme.
I mean, they're if the rumor's true, it's a digital, like, if there's a digital model only.
Yeah.
I mean, we're quickly getting to that point. Like, Xbox was ahead of the game with Xbox One. Everyone balked at it. But I don't know. Were we... Xbox was ahead of the curve, but did they also see the writing on the wall on all these devs pretty much just turning the physical game disc into a key? We haven't hit that yet with the Switch, with Nintendo stuff. It even The Witcher, like, paid more to have a bigger cart and have it all on there. But more and more titles, like, weren't you joking? You were joking on one of the Nintendo Minutes that Nickelodeon All-Stars or whatever actually had a cart in there as opposed to a code just to download the thing, and it was just an empty case. But they kind of created the problem for us to not want physical media, at least in the other two ecosystems. Here, we still kind of want it, but maybe they'll create the problem for us. I mean, and make it so it's, you have, but not if they're going to sell us a system with 64 gigs of internal storage, because then they're in just cahoots with selling the Nintendo branded SD cards.
I have one of those.
Why? Is it sitting on your shelf? It's not even in a Switch, I bet.
No, it's in my OLED. It's the,
it was 50, 60 extra bucks for a
no, link? No. It was clearanced out. I was like, okay. Hey, it's got Mario right. Kart on it. All I right. got it for like 20 bucks. I think it's maybe it's in my red Switch. I needed it had to stay on brand. Okay. Like,
making my eyebrow twitch.
It has the mushroom on it. It had Mario Kart on the case. I was like, need.
I think what we'll save Nintendo from going all digital is because it's a casual system. It's a casual, it's
and grandma doesn't system. Grandma doesn't understand that to buy little yeah. Billy his game at Christmas.
Well, wait though, think about Target's display. It's,
they got rows of cards.
Is yeah. all cards, and then down below is the physical media, which is more and more a ghost town. Like, if you start looking,
yeah,
there's less and less. Like, think about Xbox's retail space is, and like, I sell refrigerators, not games.
I helped my mother-in-law buy Hogwarts for my nephews this Christmas, because she was like, which one do I need to buy? Because it's like a deluxe edition. And I was like, that one's sold out. They don't have that anymore. And then GameStop had it on sale the week I was looking at it. I was like, well, GameStop has it for 40. I'll go pick it up. And I went there and I had to buy the damn floor model that wasn't wrapped in plastic. And I'm like, this is a gift for my nephews that my mother-in-law is giving to them. I was like, do you have a wrapped one anywhere? He goes, he looked in the system. He's like 15, 20 miles away. And that's not a guarantee that it'll be there when you go. I'm like, just give me the unwrapped one. But I hate GameStop. I hate them all.
So you like physical media, but you want them all to go away. I don't know.
They don't do a good job. Like, I saw a TikTok about Best Buy and how they only have a 14-day return policy now unless you buy their membership. But their membership doesn't give you perks like Amazon does, so I'm not going to buy that. Remember when that stuff used to be free or used to get, like, actual... I had Gamer Club.
I still have Metroid Prime pre-ordered at Best Buy.
Do we though? Did they cancel that on us though?
I don't know.
Because I have Metroid Prime 4 pre-ordered, but I think I went into my account and I was looking for it and I couldn't find it. But that was also, what, 4 years ago when Gamer Club went away?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was life. All games were $50 back then.
Yeah. And we've been ranting for a while now and we're 15 minutes over.
Ranting. This is what the people are here for. They love this. It's going to be an exciting year. It's going to be a really fun year. And hopefully Nintendo knocks it all out of the park. Like, they got to keep that foot on the gas. We've had a little bit of a lull. It's time for them to, like, you know, hopefully they're kind of like spreading the gasoline. They're ready to throw a match on it. Like, it's, We got some obscure titles coming out with like Mario and Donkey Kong and Princess Peach and that code game and
give us NES Remix.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, NES, just, give us that SNES Remix.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be great. It would be super good. So
tie that in with the opening weekend of the Nintendo Museum in Kyoto or whatever they're doing. Just,
yeah. I think they've got everything they need to have an amazing year, but I think a lot, like Cryptic says, give us Mother 3. Mother 2 is, there's something happening with Mother 2, I believe.
It's Earthbound. I mean, they localized whatever that one, was it Mother 2,
there's Earthbound Beginnings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the original Mother.
Because that hadn't been localized, right? Until it came to online?
Wii U.
There's something else, though. Like,
What's Treehouse doing? They can work on that.
So, it's not coming up. Come on, give me a break. I just talked about this in... There's like an anniversary coming up of one of these Mother games that's like... I don't know. I'll tag you in it on Discord, Cryptic, because I can't, it's not popping up in a quick search, but there is something happening with that game. Like, there's like an update on a website, like I don't know if it's official or not. I can't remember. I don't have the article in front of me, but
I mean, Game Boy Advance is right there. That's where that game is at. Mother 3 is on Game Boy Advance. Put it on.
And Wii U was basic and deluxe.
Here we go.
The basic didn't come with a little tray for your gamepad. You just had to plug it in.
Wait, it was called basic and deluxe?
Yeah.
Deluxe is not going away.
I don't know. The website I'm on says basic in quotes and premium. So premium, not deluxe.
Okay, not deluxe. So.
Oh no! In the U.S. it was deluxe. In Japan it was premium.
I can't hear you guys.
Why?
At all? I don't know why.
Well, now
you guys have to end the show. Do it like we're live. I don't know how to.
All right,
take it away.
I'll take care of it.
Did he respond to you, like, not knowing?
Well, you could probably read lips. Like, why is a very easy thing to read lips on.
That was just weird.
We should just, like make all these hand gestures to make it sound like we're doing something like, oh, my. Oh, what is happening? I don't even. Why would you say such a thing?
But, yeah, if you want to see Josh's reaction, this is funny. Go watch the clip. I'm sure we'll maybe try to make a breakout for it. So follow us on all of our socials. Come back next week for probably continued discussion on Switch. So, yeah, take it easy. We'll see you guys next time. Bye now.